This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I don't know if it's the case, General, of the best defense is a good offense, but they're going after Donald Trump and specifically you over his failure to disclose a $25,000 contribution a few years back in 2013 to a political group that was connected to you and whether to open a fraud investigation against Donald Trump, that this smells bad, according to one Clinton official. What do you say?
Smells bad. Well, let me tell you, I will not be collateral damage in a presidential campaign, nor will I be a woman bullied by Hillary Clinton. This is about her trying to deflect everything she did as Secretary of State. And as you saw, we've sent a retraction notice to newspapers who have printed anything about this is absolutely untrue. And Hillary Clinton will not bully me.
All right, so back to this, if you'll just indulge me. They said that you personally petitioned for this money to Mr. Trump himself. That's not true?
No, this is about what she is saying is about, no, of course I asked Donald Trump for a contribution. That's not what this is about. She was saying he was under investigation by my office at the time, and I knew about it, none of which is true.
But the fact that he did not disclose that contribution led many to believe that there was some pay-for-play influence here, was there?
We immediately disclosed it, of course, on our reporting, the $25,000 from Donald Trump. We reported it, and he reported it through a different entity, which had the almost identical name, if not the same name, as my entity, my PAC. And so they cleared that up with the IRS. They reported it, but through a charitable organization by mistake.
Do you think in Florida?
Well, you know, this is the deal. You know, Hillary's got to try to balance out, and her surrogates are trying to come up with some sort of scandal and some sort of quid pro quo, like as if there's some, you know, moral relevance here between the two, Scott. That. You know, it's I appreciate Pam Bondi coming on and, you know, clearing it up and giving some information. And by the way, with Neil Cavuto coming back, you know, some people that I've been talking to go, I didn't know Neil was out. I kind of missed him. I hadn't seen him for a while. Didn't know what was going on. But in case you had missed the news, he had open heart surgery back in May. Went really well. And of course, Neil's had a rough go as far as his health is concerned. I mean, he dealt with, you know, a cancer issue and diagnosed with MS, which he says is worse than cancer. You know, the guy has such a great attitude. No wonder that he was missed over this period of time, you know, by those of us that enjoy watching him on television and appreciate his perspective and, you know, kind of balanced and sobriety, I think, in terms of a sober reporting of the news. I just appreciate Neil Cavuto, and I'm glad that he's doing well. He did say that, you know, he takes steroids and weekly injections and exercises his legs a great deal because of the MS. And a big and common fear with MS is that eventually you lose the use of your legs. And in fact, his neurologist is surprised that he hasn't already. But, you know, congratulations to Neil Cavuto being back on the air and successful open heart surgery. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, remember, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And we want you to get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Let us know your thoughts. Yeah, you can give me a bet. I don't know the difference between cheesehead and horns. You know, the you know, the Viking horns, you know, and amazing enough about that, Scott. Let me tell you this. You know who the my high school, which I played sports. You know who our mascot was the Viking.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Never stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. About 6 minutes after the top of the hour, just telling Scott, I go, thank God I'm not running for president or anything. I mean, I've just alienated everybody. I've got disinvited all my high school reunions. Nobody wants to have me back here. I mean, how could I forget the Vikings and, you know, and of course, Minnesota and Wisconsin. I've managed to upset everybody in a matter of seconds, Scott. I think it's a lost art. What do you think?
No, it's definitely not. there's many people that can do it. But not many people are flexible enough to get their foot all the way into their mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and it's funny, you know, when you catch yourself saying something and you, and it goes out and you go, I want to get that.
Come back.
It won't come back. But, hey, I enjoy watching the game. Do I understand and remember all the nuances? And, you know, let's talk about other things, you know, but I enjoy football and I do enjoy college football. But anyway, good to have you back, America. The story continues here. And we got a great one coming up here, talking about, the book, The General's Briefer, with a former U.S. Army intelligence captain and briefing officer to the general staff at the Pentagon. Bob Wilsley is with us. It's a hilarious story based on a 2-year military experience of the author at the Pentagon. After ROTC, a Fulbright grant to Germany, and law school, he finally enters the Army at the height of the Vietnam War. And whoa, I mean, how much fun is that? I mean, I came into the Vietnam War toward the end, but he, you know, I guess timing's everything, right, Bob Woolsey?
Yeah, well, I was in there toward the end. Well, I guess the war lasted so long. I got in 1968, got out in 1970, and a lot of people are going over there still.
Yeah, the time that you were getting out was the time I was going in. But because of my broadcasting career and as a Marine at Camp Pendleton, I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton. So it kept me here in the States doing radio and TV for the Marine Corps, as opposed to grunting a gun out there in the war zones of Vietnam. But
yeah.
You know, for you, how did you end up in this position? I mean, what a unique position to be in.
Yeah, well, I was lucky. Everybody else was going to Vietnam, and I went to basic training, and I was terrible. You know, I couldn't shoot a gun or do an obstacle course, but I managed to get through it, went to an intelligence school, and I was lucky enough to get assigned to the Pentagon, and I briefed a fellow called General McChristian, who was a 2-star general every morning. Of course, the 2 stars at that Pentagon is just a sort of average, I guess. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, it's a big deal. But anyway, he was one of the guys I briefed in the morning, and I briefed a 3-star general about 8 o'clock in the morning. And I got into the office about 5:45, and we had a lot of desk experts that were giving us reports from not only Vietnam, but from Eastern Europe and South America and China and the Soviet Union, all over the place. Mm-hmm. And all my job was to do was just to get in, and it was very early, and give a briefing from this thing called the Black Book, which mm-hmm. was a compendium of reports from our desk offices. And that took about 15 minutes. We got a few slides that were presented. And by about 11 o'clock, well, 10 o'clock, I'm going to have to give a briefing to the colonel in charge of the unit. But about 11 o'clock, the day was over.
You're done, huh?
That was about it, yeah.
Wow.
Shopping with the housewife.
Wow. Well, I remember, you know, by comparison, Bob, in the Marine Corps, one of the jobs we had was, you know, going through all the local newspapers there in and around Camp Pendleton, San Diego, that area, and we'd have to cut out, you know, we'd say paper dolls, you know, we'd be cutting up the newspapers
yeah.
and put a, you know, kind of a briefing summary book of the local news, you know, for our CO and make sure that they had the information. But, you know, but for you to be able to, you know, go through this and of course, we know we did get some information. I don't think it was a top security level that we dealt with like you were dealing with. And, of course, you probably know a little bit more about top security than our former Secretary of State, it seems.
Well, we had a lot of stuff that we clipped in the newspapers, too.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there were a few important things that happened in the intelligence field when I was there. Well, the Soviets decided to invade Czechoslovakia. And that was when I came in early, very early that morning, and I had to give a special briefing on it. And sure enough, there was a guy who was at Eastern European desk, and he was clipping stuff from the New York Times and Washington Post because the intelligence community didn't know what it was doing. And I asked him, what's the intelligence force? He said, don't have any. We would call our pants down, and most of the stuff I got from was the Washington Post and the New York Times. So we'll give it an overall classification of top secret umbra.
Yeah.
This is the highest classification we had. Because, you know, you just give one fact that the New York Post, the New York Washington Post, and the New York Times don't have. And that way you can say it's an overall classification briefing of top secret umbra. Top secret umbra is a real code word. That's, you know, radio interception, mm-hmm. you know, satellite photography and stuff like that. But that was one of the...
When you have top secret umbra, does that come like with a decoder ring and all that, you know?
It's like coming in a box of cornflakes. No, it was top secret umbra usually meant that it was radio intercepts. We had satellite photography, but the war we were fighting in Vietnam was absolutely no good as far as satellite photography goes, because it was all jungle. You know, nowadays with the Middle East, you got a lot of satellite photography, which is pretty important because there's no place to hide out in all that sand.
Right.
But we had, and we had a couple of moles in the Soviet Union, and I never found out who they were. But we got some reports from those guys, and we had placed all around the world. A lot of people do anything for money.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, but they seem
to. Something still haven't changed, Bob Wolseley. You know, they will do.
There's, money talks, yeah.
No question about it. I imagine, you know, when you consider your history as the general's briefer and you hear some of the stories coming out of D.C. about this president, you know, sometimes and so often not even attending his briefing sessions or the kind of being relayed to the president, it seems here that we're hearing news that some of this information was prejudiced. So back in your era, was it, hey, look, here's the facts, you know, kind of like Joe Friday, because you and I came out of the Joe Friday generation, you know, where it was just getting the facts. And now it's, you know, the facts seem to get clouded with ideology these days. What do you think about that?
A lot of stuff doesn't change. I hear some music in the background.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, we had an election when I was there, two unpopular candidates. We got two unpopular candidates. We had the Middle East that never changes. Syria is always attacking Israel. Israel is always attacking or being attacked by everybody else.
Right.
And there was no Soviet Union anymore, so that's something. There's a Russia, which is now not a friendly type, but it doesn't have the power that it used to have. Mm. And we have, you know, we had a place full of generals and admirals and a lot of top and military people.
Well, Bob, we're out of time. I appreciate the book and the story. The General's Briefer, former U.S. Army intelligence captain and briefing officer to the general staff at the Pentagon, Bob Woolsey.
Pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. Daniel Greenfield with us right now, Showman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center, is a New York writer focusing on radical Islam. And we're going to be talking about, yes, the Benghazi emails and the FBI's, ongoing discovery here. Daniel, first of all, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and it's great to be on, like, once again.
Well, this slow drip process and release of these emails is just becoming so torturous. I can appreciate a little bit of what Bernie Sanders said. Hey, let's enough with these emails. But, this is purposeful on her part. So it is. It's her story, and she's sticking to it. But meanwhile, these emails just keep coming at us. And as you say, Hillary's corruption was professional, but her data setup was strictly amateur, right?
Yeah, it is. They were ridiculously incompetent about it. They were both corrupt and incompetent, which is definitely very much the Clinton way. These are not master geniuses. They're pretty good at setting up these complex financial schemes, but they're followed through. They're lying. They're just very clumsy and incompetent. They're just being allowed to get away with it.
Well, she continues to lie, as some say, lie about lying. And, here it is. We're like caught up in this bucket of gum that she and Bill Clinton have been famous for over the years. And here we are, deja vu one more time, and wondering, okay, when are we going to find a blue dress out of these emails, so to speak?
That's the thing. It's just going to keep on going and going. It's not going to lead to, I don't imagine, criminal charges, but it's going to really hurt her in the election because the scandal never goes away. If they had just one really devastating thing, and then that would be it. So, for example, if she'd been sanctioned, or just that she lost her license or something like that, and that would be it. That would be over. Mm-hmm. But this way, it just keeps going and going, which is certainly very good for Trump.
Well, it's really taking a toll on her messaging. I know people have been frustrated because they want to get to the bottom of this, but how can she even be on message when she's driven by her own self-inflicted wounds with these emails? I mean, the State Department says about 30 emails involving the 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi are among the thousands of Hillary Clinton emails recovered during the FBI's recently closed investigation. Of course, these are emails that she said she had turned over everything. But, we've got, what, another 50% that have found their way now into the open.
Yeah, so this is just going to keep going and going because, again, I think it's basically a kind of problem when you lie, when you just don't stop lying, then you're creating your own problem because there are these constant lies being exposed. And if she just stopped lying, if she just actually gave it a pause and actually told the truth, it would just be over. But she's incapable of doing that.
So for, voters who are trying to make a decision here, I mean, this election it has been one for the ages, needless to say, Daniel, and you as a blogger, this is the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, there's plenty to talk about here.
There is, unfortunately, plenty to talk about. If this is a gift, I mean, I'd probably like to give it back personally I would very much rather see a better outcome for America than what we're seeing here. And I think most people would, really, because, I mean, Hillary Clinton is unpopular with 59% of registered voters. That is not a good statistic. People are not satisfied with this at all.
Well, and to your point, our time would be better spent on talking about things that we could do and solve that really could make a difference to help get this country back on track, as opposed to this deception, obstruction. It takes us off goal, doesn't it?
It does very much. This is what most people want. This is why most people are disgusted by the process. They're disgusted by the election. I think we're going to see a very low turnout. I think certainly lower than the last election. And that's going to be unusual because we're electing potentially two first-timers. But I think just people are really turned off by this election. They really want to hear how are we going to make the economy better, how are we going to make people's lives better. Instead, they're just dealing with these constant scandals, these constant lies, this constant dirt being flung around. They see no end to it.
Mm. Well, Daniel, I think you and I would agree. Turnout. We've said, for a number of months here. I mean, this hasn't been recent. This has been going on for a while. And this is just a gut response. I mean, I'm not a pollster. It just, my gut says that we're going to have a low turnout as well. I think probably for the first time in a long time, you could have about 35% of the vote. And it's not necessarily that the Green Party or the Libertarian Party is going to take away that much. It's just that people are checked out. They're, you know, to your point, they're kind of frustrated, saying, you know, I'm trying to survive here. I've got important things of life to deal with here that are a lot more urgent than, you know, dealing with this morass of Clinton scandals.
Exactly. People are, for the first time, a majority of Americans really have lost confidence in the American dream, and poll after poll, they don't have confidence in the future. They don't have confidence that their lives of their children would be better. And this is what they really care about. This is what they're angry about. But this is really not happening because we're dealing with the Clintons who are determined to just get back into the White House one more time, and they're willing to sacrifice anything and anyone to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they'll sacrifice our very culture. And this is why, you know, we're encouraging people, Daniel, you know, not check out, you know, because this is a government that's designed to be of and for and by the people. What has happened is the people have checked out. This has been a process. It didn't happen overnight. This has been taking years to happen. And the elites find themselves exactly where they want to be. They're in total control. They're moving all the levers, and we're being the effect of it. I mean, look what's happening societally, you know, to America, you know, how we've become the ununited states. We're probably, you know, I think, in, as I can recall in my lifetime, the most divided probably since the Vietnam War.
That's true. In some ways, we're even more divided. And the statistics really before 2008 and afterward are really shocking. When you just look at the fall off in some areas, this country has very much been divided. People are insecure. They're afraid. They've been set against each other, and they're looking for some kind of point of unity, but nobody, Hillary Clinton claims to offer that unity, but if anything, she offers just more division and more corruption. She's more of the same problem.
Exactly. Well, Daniel, you've been blogging for quite a while, so your followers, what are they telling you?
People really want something better. They really want to get back to what used to be. They remember that. They miss it. A lot of some of them are older. And some of the younger generation, really, they look back at older movies. They look back at this, and they are thinking, why can't we have this kind of life? Why can't we get a good job and buy a house and do all these things? Where did all this go? And that's really the question that I think that would define this election, or it should define this election.
Now, are they sensing the American dream may be lost?
That's very much an issue. As I said, polling shows people have lost confidence in a better future. And without a better future, you get a lot of anger, you get a lot of insecurity, you get a lot of people who are just willing to do anything to bring back the way things used to be. And that's certainly going to be a sea change for America.
Well, of course, this anger and division that we have in this country really plays into the hands of progressives, doesn't it?
Definitely does.
So what's your bit of advice here? You know, Daniel, you're seeing this like I'm seeing this. And, you know, what are you telling the people that you're writing for?
Paper. Good. What I'm saying is that we need need to think about our priorities and our values and what we want to accomplish, because this might be one of those last chances to do that.
Well, again, I think it's an opportunity for us to refocus on what are the most important things, and that's what we need to be clear on, and also register to vote, be an informed voter, and get involved. Do not check out. We need all hands on deck for this coming election. Daniel Greenfield has been with us. Daniel, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough? That's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. We got a real treat for you. Patsy Claremont, yes, the one, the only. It's been a long time since she and I have been able to talk on the radio. Patsy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How much time do you have? I could start with, you know, when I was born.
It might be too much fun. We only got about 10 minutes, so we got to fast forward here to talk about what's going on with the Belong Tour. I mean, this is following up after two political conventions that filled arenas, drew lines between us and them, and then we got the Belong Tour that's drawing circles and saying, hey, all welcome.
You're exactly right about that. It is our design and our desire for all to feel welcome, for women to know that it is a space of grace, a place of safety, where they can hear the truth, and we believe the truth will lead to liberty.
Amen. No, I think it's a wonderful idea, Patsy. We know that you and many of the headliners associated with the Belong Tour have been part of the Women of Faith, and this is a time for, you know, maybe a little bit different approach. In some ideas, they might say it's similar to Women of Faith, but yet different.
It is definitely totally different, and I think that will be obvious to the women who have already experienced Women of Faith. But it also has some of the same components, like a grand welcome and an inclusiveness and rich offerings and great music. So, and we'll do a lot of laughing, and girls just love to laugh.
Well, speaking of which, we know, like Women of Faith, that's certainly it's about women for women, but for a nation that is looking that's looking for leadership and some direction here, Patsy.
Yes, it's really wonderful for me as a well-seasoned traveler, another way of saying old. It is wonderful for me to be with this young team to see the strength of leadership that he is pulling to the surface. And it not only fills my heart with hope, but these young women are teaching me a few things, let me tell you. You never get too old when truth is present to be able to draw from it for your own heart's need. And these are strong women in leadership, and they are using their voices to promote strength in other women, to say, you think you're alone, you're not alone. You think you're different, you are not different. We are in this together, and times are hard, and the future looks troubled, but God remains constant. And we're going to take a hold of the truths that he offers us, implement them in our lives, and step onto the stage of our different lives with a renewed interest and determination to use our gifts and our creative, unique strengths in ways that add to the quality of life.
Exactly. Well, Patsy, it's quite the breadth of talent that you have on stage there. And I know that you go there with humility, because you often find that God calls you to teach that which you yourself need to learn most, right?
Oh, and it's hard, because when you put a fresh message together, you got to look at yourself again. I also get to look back and see how far he's brought me, but then he shows me how much farther I need to go. So it's an ongoing learning opportunity, and to do it in a circle of acceptance with women who all have the same heart goal is a pretty amazing gift to my life. Jen Hatmaker will be there. That is one of the funniest women that God ever made. She is hysterical. She's so funny, she's almost dangerous. And she is not only funny, but she has truth at the very base and core of who she is. And I love that about her, that she loves the Word and she loves teaching and leading women. Shauna Nyquist has a heart full of hospitality that reaches around the globe. I'm telling you, she promotes a sense of belonging that is very personal and applicable. And Nicole Nordeman, well, we all know her music and the depth of it, the sweetness of it, the circle of music that she offers brings all of us to tears and sisterhood. It's really lovely. And Sharon Irving, who's a new gal on the block, she's coming.
Yes.
And she has a powerful voice. The teeniest, tiniest little body. You think, how could that great big voice be inside of her? But we've got a great big God who does unexpected things through the least of us for the general population. Who would have thought of that as a plan?
Well, only God, that's who. And this is what the Belong Tour is all about, a 12-city movement drawing women from all camps, all stripes, into arenas and conversation that give meaning, connection, hope, and I would say transformation, Patsy, wouldn't you?
Well, that is our longing and desire, that they would have the courage when they leave to take the next right step for them, whatever that is in their life, because we know that were all in different places. And so when we receive the truth, we don't know how that will be meted out in the dailiness of living, but we know the faithfulness of God to take truth and make it triumph.
Amen. Well, Patsy, the tour continues. It started in Columbus, Ohio. It's included Lincoln, Nebraska so far. You'll be in Ontario, Philadelphia, Denver, Dallas, San Jose, 12 cities. This is outstanding. Where can people go for more information on the tour and join all the fun, the hilarity, and the seriousness of pursuing God with all their hearts?
They can go to belongtour.com and they can get all the information they need about signing up and coming. And bring your girlfriends, bring your neighbors, bring your best friends. Come on and have a great time with us. It's all about connection, which is what belonging is. That space where you're heard, and you're not only heard, but you're received wherever you're at. Because we believe that we will come in at different levels of both health and brokenness. And
yeah.
Wherever you're at, we want you. If you feel lonely, if you feel celebrated, wherever you're at, come.
Well, the Belong Tour is a valuable resource for women to set aside 2 days that could be absolutely life-changing for them and for the men and their families as well, because we know when something happens positive in the family, it touches everybody in the family. Patsy, remind everybody in these last seconds where they can go for more information.
BelongTour.com. BelongTour.com.
I know everybody's going to be blessed there. Congratulations on the tour. All the best, Patsy Claremont. Good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens TrueMetrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
War. It's been a part of humanity in every age. We fight for power, for riches, for rights, or for freedom. There always seems to be something to fight for. But one thing has remained true of every war. Behind the field of battle, someone has developed a strategy. This was part of my husband's role in the army. He would look at what the enemy was doing, then begin putting together the resources and a plan to fight against them. He was a crucial part of this process until a heart attack claimed his life. That was a hard time for me and our son. I was reminded that death is a part of life, and that the life we're given should never be taken for granted. It's been 40 years since Leo passed, but I still hold on to the many lessons I learned from that time. I find myself amazed that of the many battles we engage in today, be it money, control, or matters of the heart, very few of us know how to fight the right way or understand who we're really fighting against. To win any battle, you've got to have the right strategy and resources, because victories don't come by accident.
Bill Martinez, live.
What a great scene from War Room, huh? One of my favorites. No, they don't come by accident. You've got to have a strategy, and you got to know who and what you're fighting against. Thank you, Miss Claire. It's Bill Martinez, just about 12 minutes before the top of the hour. Robert Ryan is with us right now. He's a Los Angeles area attorney at Cusick Law, who has built a successful practice litigating in state and federal courts throughout California. After rising to membership in a Beverly Hills-based complex litigation boutique, Robert made the life-altering decision 15 years ago to refocus his practice on representing only individuals injured or killed in accidents. Robert, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about Tesla. I got to tell you, I love the Tesla car. It's such a great car, but we've had some issues with it. Of course,
we're here to talk about the autopilot crash that the owner himself is not going to sue, but the car insurance says, hey, wait a minute, let's talk about this, right?
Well, more bad news for Tesla here. This was an accident in August of this year in Texas when the 44-year-old Tesla owner had the autopilot feature engaged on the vehicle, and according to him, while he was going around a turn, the vehicle failed to turn with the road and instead crashed into a guardrail and then kept accelerating multiple times until the vehicle was actually destroyed. Wow. Now, the owner of the vehicle just wound up with a bloody nose. However, the problems for Tesla might be from his insurance company. Chubb, who paid the total loss of the vehicle, and these vehicles are expensive,
yes,
is exploring whether they can make a claim called a subrogation claim against Tesla as a result of the autopilot's feature's role in causing this collision.
Well, it would stand to I'm not an attorney. You're the expert on this, but it would stand to reason that they would have standing on this, wouldn't they?
Well, you know, like if you get in an accident and your car is smashed up and your insurance company pays you, then your insurance company can pursue whoever they think might be responsible for causing the accident.
Exactly.
And in this particular situation, that's what Chubb is exploring. They want to know whether or not Tesla's autopilot feature is actually played a role in causing this collision so that they can recover, you know, the amount that they paid the owner of the vehicle for its destruction.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the insurance company is probably grateful that it's only the car they had to pay for, a little bloody nose, minor stuff, but thank God it didn't get more complicated than this. Of course, this opens up the whole discussion about the whole autopilot technology that is not only in Tesla, but in other automobiles as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that technology. We've all heard about that horrible crash in Florida back in June of this year, where an Ohio man, while driving his Tesla Model S on autopilot mode, crashed into a tractor trailer. The top of the car was sheared off, and unfortunately, he was killed. Mm. And apparently, the allegation is that the autopilot feature can't distinguish between the white side of the tractor trailer and a cloudy sky. Now, what does this really mean when we talk about autopilot? We've all been hearing about autonomous vehicles. We've heard about Google's self-driving vehicles, and we've heard about Ford is trying to develop a pilotless vehicle. And these cars are intended to be fully autonomous, meaning they're not even going to have a driver. And a matter of fact, there's a city in China, in Shanghai, that has an entire fleet of fully autonomous vehicles. Tesla has gone a different way, though. Although they call their car, or they'll call this feature autopilot, the technical term is traffic-aware cruise control, and really all it is, it's an enhanced kind of cruise control that will control acceleration and braking of the car while combined with that obstacle telling feature that tells us when we're going to back into a car when we're parking it or that we're going to be pulling too far forward when we're in our garages. And this is not really a true autopilot feature. And Tesla has been subjected to a lot of criticism by the use of the name itself. We've all been on a plane, and we see a pilot coming back out of the cockpit, and he's drinking or he's chatting with the stewardesses or using the restroom, and we say, oh, the plane is on autopilot, right? And
right.
So we have this term with Tesla, and people are inclined to think that they can turn on autopilot and then sit in the back seat or stare out the window or, in the case of the Florida crash that killed that man, watching a movie. But it's not really true autopilot. And some people and some critics are saying that the name itself is part of the cause of the problem.
So, I mean, and to your point, I mean, to me, that seems very reasonable, Robert, that, it's like change the marketing materials. I mean, change the language because we know that words have meaning. And if the interpretation is that, it gives people this sense and a false sense of security that, as you say, they can sit in the back seat, watch a movie. And look what's happening here. And these are just two incidences that we're talking about.
Well, we have a couple more incidences, too. We had another case in Montana in June where it was alleged that a vehicle went off the road and hit a bunch of signposts while the autopilot was engaged. But Tesla is saying that, no, the autopilot wasn't engaged in that particular case. And there was also a later accident in Pennsylvania where the car went off the road and crashed into a tree, and the driver was cited for reckless driving, but he's alleging it was the autopilot feature that actually caused that crash. You know, part of the issue here, Bill, is the whole Tesla mystique. You know, we have Elon Musk, and we have his, you know, advanced technological expertise, and we have his cutting-edge technology marketing. We have SpaceX with his rockets, and we have Tesla, and we have his battery plants in Nevada. We have all of this kind of like hoopla and hype about how cutting edge all of this technology is. And this may be a situation where the marketing has gotten a little ahead of what the technology actually delivers. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Musk has come into a lot of criticism for that because, as you say, it has seemed to create a misleading impression in the minds of the consumer as to what this feature is really capable of.
Well, Robert, we know that Elon Musk is politically wired. Is this a politically driven situation as well? Because I've got to think, you know, something like this, especially when it is cutting edge and you've got people dying and getting injured and there's reports. I mean, you almost wonder if he's, because of his political connections, that he's not being held into account versus somebody else.
Well, that remains to be seen. You know, ironically, they were about to announce some significant changes to this autopilot feature when the SpaceX rocket blew up upon launch at the beginning of this month, and then that delayed this announcement. So a lot of these issues probably will be taken care of in the market. You know, I mean, Elon Musk is capable of generating a lot of publicity, a lot of capital, a lot of investment. And so it's very important to his business model that he be seen as being on the leading cutting edge. But right. When you have these kinds of situations where people are dying, and now we have federal regulators getting involved, that Florida crash that killed that man, that Ohio man, is actually being investigated by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And they're going to be taking a hard look at this whole autopilot feature, how it's marketed, and how it functions. And that may create some more problems for Mr. Musk and all of his various entities because of the kind of a blow to the overall image that that represents.
Well, Robert, I want to bring in the context here. Why? Because some people would say, well, why are we even doing this autopilot, you know, driverless cars thing? You know, you consider that, over 35,000 people were killed in the U.S. Due to auto accidents last year. This according to the NHTSA. The overwhelming majority of vehicle accidents, 94%, are due to human error. So, you know, the people are saying, well, if we minimize human involvement, maybe we can improve on that 35,000 figure.
Bill, that's exactly right, and I'm so glad that you came up with that statistic and that figure. It is operator error that results in the vast majority of vehicle crashes in this country and the vast majority of vehicle crashes that result in death or serious injury. So hence the movement here to try to utilize the technology that's available to see if we can eliminate that from the equation. And of course, Tesla and its supporters would say that the crash rates and the fatality rates in Tesla vehicles are way below that applicable to the vehicle population or the driving population as a whole. And so that's why you see Google and you see Ford coming up with this entirely autonomous vehicle that removes the driver from the equation in its entirety. Well, what Tesla has done here is kind of a half step, kind of a hybrid step, where it's kind of perceived as being an autonomous type of feature.
Robert, we're out of time. We got to leave it right there. Thank you so much for being with us. Robert Ryan on Bill Martinez Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know.